Well, finally today, Dolly Krishnaswamy of the Science News Team is here with a few notable stories from our daily news site. First, Dolly, a story about helping couples make some hard reproductive decisions.
Yeah, so right now in vitro fertilization is something that's sort of a gamble and up in the air for most couples. And the way clinicians are dealing with this is they're telling patients, okay, well, based on your age and what I've seen in my clinic, these are sort of the chances that I think you have.
I guess it's a pretty harrowing decision, too. These are very costly procedures.
At, you know, $10,000 just for one implantation, it makes a big deal going from the first to the second. And so researchers are trying to find a way to account for these other factors that could make the guessing more accurate. So what they've done so far is made a computer model which simulates what the chances are when you take into account factors like sperm count or how the first implantation went. And it's still preliminary, but the hopes are that in the long run, they might be able to give this as a tool to clinicians and have clinicians just sit and enter the data and be able to give people more specific guesses.
So about how good was this model?
Well, the model, if you compared it to another computer-based model, which didn't take into account all those other factors, was about 1,000 times more accurate.
A good news, certainly, for couples in that position. The next story is about memory in adult stem cells. What's that all about?
So scientists have created these cells they call induced pluripotent stem cells. And basically what that means is they've taken ordinary adult skin or blood cells and essentially reprogrammed them. They've fiddled with the genes a little bit and converted them into stem cells that can develop into every cell type of the body. And the reason that's important is because these cells can be used without some of the ethical implications of using embryonic stem cells. The hope is that these cells can ultimately be used to treat patients or to study diseases in a different way. Now, the thing with these cells is, while they were once thought to be completely reprogrammed, it turns out that they actually remember the adult cells that they came from.
So how did researchers find that out?
Well, they did these studies where they were trying to make iPS cells from connective tissue cells found in the skin. And when they tried to make them into blood cells, it didn't work. But when they used adult blood cells to make these iPS cells, it did work, which sort of showed that they remembered where they came from. And another way that that could be seen was by these patterns that were present in the iPS cells that were also the same patterns present in their original adult cells.
So some sort of molecular pattern?
Yeah, it was a methylation pattern. Basically, it shows the modifications made to those genes.
Well, I guess that complicates questions about the usefulness of these induced pluripotent cells.
It sort of makes it a little more difficult when the cell that you thought was completely reprogrammed remember something else. It has implications for how it can be used and complicates matters a little bit.
And finally, something about a super heavyweight star.
Yeah, so recently, astronomers have been looking for these stars called blue supergiants. And blue supergiants, basically, they're the biggest, they're the rarest, they're about 100 times bigger than our sun. And like I said, they're really hard to find. So astronomers have used this very large telescope. Actually, it is called the European Southern Observatory's Very Large Telescope. And they've used it to look up at the stars and find these blue supergiants. So they wound up finding 7 of them. And it turns out one of those stars is 300 times the mass of the sun. And that's about twice as big as prevailing theory says a star can be. One of the big questions left on researchers' minds because of this discovery is, what is going to happen when this star blows up?
Well, something to look forward to. Okay, Dolly, what other stories are you looking into this week on the news site?
So for Science Now, we're looking into a story about Alaskan sled dogs and how, because people selectively breed them, they've become their own little genetic breed. And we're also looking into a story about how one of Saturn's smallest moons is making small moons of its own. And on the Science Insider side, which is Science's policy blog, we're looking into a story about how climate change is causing water shortages or might increase the risk of water shortages in the future. And also about how Congress and White House are sort of having this back and forth on what exactly NASA is going to be doing in the future.
That was Dolly Krishnaswamy of the Science News Team. You can check out the latest science news and the policy blog, Science Insider, at news.sciencemag.org.